Joining us now, Chris Massaro, MTSU Athletics Director. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Man, I'm eager to get to the advice.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Old Dominion, you know, your boy Wood up there, you know, says they're not going to, they're canceling all their fall sports, okay? Ohio State is saying they want to, whatever, they're going to play somewhere. I guarantee you the SEC or the ACC isn't going to let them come down there and take one of their playoff spots. So, hey, let Ohio State play in Conference USA for a year. Get them to come to Murfreesboro, get them to come to Bowling Green, or vice versa, and it's all settled.
I think that'd be great. I would vote for them in the Western Division.
and then you'd go to Columbus to play the championship game, right?
That'd be fun.
I don't know. So I think that we would have to make that to be a coin flip of who hosts the championship game.
Well, hey, you know, I don't even know where to start with you, Chris.
I don't either.
Yeah, I know this is why you went to college and got that postgraduate degree at Ohio University in athletics administration, just so you can handle all of this.
Yeah, it's been interesting, that's for to say the least, and I've probably got four notebooks of plans that we've had to shred, basically, because, you know, its landscape has changed so much since March. And so so that part can be a little frustrating. You spend so much time developing scenarios and those kind of things, and then they just never happen or get bulldozed over the top of. So you know, personally, what I'm telling staff and coaches is we got to kind of stay off the roller coaster and just kind of stay in the day, stay in the moment. Because if you look too far out there, it gets a little frustrating and demoralizing. So our goal still is to put our student athletes in the starting blocks, you know, so they can begin their race as safely as possible, and we don't know when that race will happen. We don't know how long that race will occur, and we might not know who we're racing against, but that's what we need to concentrate on is to do everything we can to provide for them to get them in the starting blocks.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, with the football teams, you know, starting fall camp, it was just great to hear, you know, Stock late last week just kind of talking about how excited he still is about the season and how safety is going to be a priority for his players, his student athletes. When you have a guy like that that is so in the moment, as you said, how reassuring is that as an AD to know that your head football coach is really on top of things?
Well, and you guys know Coach Stock, so he's been around the community long enough that people know him, that one thing Coach Stock's never going to do is put his student athletes in harm's way. So he's going to do everything he can to keep them safe, to provide what we need to provide to keep them safe and to tell them honest assessments of where we are and what we are and kind of keep them updated. So I think that he's got a really good pulse on the team, that the team wants to play. There's a strong desire to play, and that they're nervous, that they're a bit frightened like the rest of us. So they're going through these conflicting emotions as well. So we're just trying to keep that constant evaluation and make sure we're doing what they want to do ultimately as well. So if we continue on the path to play games, what we don't want to do is turn around and be leading them and see nobody's following us, you know. And so we tell all of our teams that, man, none of us have been through COVID. You know, I've got a lot of experience in administration, but none in this particular area, you know. And so we're all in it together. We're all experiencing it together. So if they see something that we could do better, let us know. You know, and likewise, we might be able to tell them this is why we're doing it. It might make more sense to them. We all have access to different information. And the only way we're going to get through this thing, whether we play games or not, is together and with open dialogue and communication. So having a coach like Coach Stock that that has that already and has those mechanisms in place, I feel really good about where we are with our football program.
MTSU Athletics Director Chris Massaro. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Massaro, AD. Certainly when ACC went conference only, man, that was a double whammy for you. The road game to Duke, the home game against Virginia Tech, then UConn pulls out this fall, so you lose three nons right away, but you've replaced them. First, talk about scheduling a trip to Army. I saw where Friday the 3rd or Saturday the 4th, depending upon television. First off, what a great trip. It's a bucket list of mine.
Great experience for the kids. Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable.
I would love to go see a game at West Point. Just wink, wink, nod, nod, hint, hint. But TSU's off that weekend, so I'm available. Talk about playing at Army.
Yeah, and Greg, we were actually 4-for-4 on our non-conference games, but we lost them all because we lost our 1AA opponent with Indiana State
right.
as well.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah.
So really, with the ACC, we kind of anticipated that we might lose those games. So Larry Maples, who helps with some football scheduling, kind of makes the initial contact with Troy to see if they were interested in a series. And that Troy was, and then the more we talked, the more a home and home made sense for both of us because we both lost a couple games, and that way we don't throw off future schedules by having a return game, and then we don't have to worry about, you know, who gets what guarantee and those kind of things to come play. So in essence, we provide each a free game at home. And then, kind of looking at the tea leaves a little bit, knowing that UConn was shaky at best, and kind of the plights of an independent like Army. I reached out to them last week and said, hey, you know, like keep us in mind if you guys have any holes in your schedule. And it really turned out we had a mutual need to open, and I felt good about going to them as an opener because that's probably as safe as an environment as can be provided in college football for our student athletes that, you know, that it's on campus, that they have gates and guards at the campus entrances so they can create their own bubble at West Point that none of us at other places can really do. So that worked out really well for us. And as a strong, strong signature game for our program, we should be one of the featured games that weekend because that's a great matchup. And to be able to provide the experience for our student athletes to play at the United States Military Academy is going to be something they're going to remember their whole lives. So as much as it's been disrupted with COVID, if we can provide that kind of meaningful experience, then I'm doubly happy for those guys.
Yeah, Chris. Any concerns with traveling? Sure. I know you're trying to leave no stone unturned. What are your concerns with traveling? With the student athletes and keeping them safe and all that.
Well, they got their own plane. That helps.
That
right?
helps. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll charter. So I think that is a big help. And talking to the hotels to make sure that you have limited contact with where you get there, that the elevators are all wiped down and those kind of things. So it's the normal protocols that you would really go through on campus and those kind of things. In a lot of ways, we'll wear our masks in the buses and on airplanes and those kind of things and keep the middle seat open. And everybody will be tested at least 72 hours prior to game time that will be on that plane.
Wow.
So nobody can get on the plane without having that test. And so from Friday afternoon on, we try to create as much of a bubble as possible, John, on that. So I think, we've got a good plan. Until you get into the plan and have to make adjustments and see where your holes are, it won't be perfect, and so we'll have to adjust it along the way and be open to adjustments.
Middle Tennessee. And, oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Middle Tennessee Athletic Director. It's called a reset in the business.
I got this.
We're listening to the Greg Polk and John Burton Show on WNSR Sports Radio.
We will all your request. Where is Conference USA? It's sort of in a wait and see mode right now, just like everybody else seemingly is. Maybe we'll find out what the Big Ten may or may not do today when their presidents meet. But Conference USA overall, is that the approach? I gathered that from what you were saying for how Middle was going about it.
Yeah, and that is. I don't think there's. You know, the clock's ticking in one way, and another way, you don't want to make just a rash decision. You know, obviously it does impact your thoughts. You know, you'd be lying if you said anything differently about, you know, what Old Dominion's actions were and what the MAC actions were and the Mountain West. So you take all that and kind of reevaluate your stance. And I think that's what you're seeing. The conferences really do that, and I think that's healthy. Everybody needs to reevaluate. We met as ADs yesterday, and that there is great concern about the fall amongst our league ADs. And so I also think that there's also, you know, let's see what some of the other Southern-based conferences are doing, too, so we can compare notes and thoughts. You know, what are the Americans' thoughts, and what are some of their triggers? What are the Sun Belt thoughts, and what are some of their triggers? And obviously the SEC and the ACC, you know, what are their thoughts and what are triggers for them for action? So I do think that we feel like we need to be kind of communicating with the other Southern-based leagues in particular to make sure that as much as we can that we're all on the same page and have the same belief system moving forward.
Interesting times, Chris. Hey, as always, love having you on the show. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, keep doing great work.
All right, Chris Massaro. All of our MTSU visits starting this week all the way through, brought to you by Bud Moore State Farm Insurance, right there, 3245 Franklin Road in Murfreesboro. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bud Moore State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental, banking of products, annuities, and all those different insurance policies. You can bundle them as well. Bud Moore State Farm experience since 1972. I speak from experience dealing with Bud Moore's State Farm experience. My first home in Rutherford County in the late 80s, insured Bud Moore State Farm, and the one I've been living in for 20 plus years is now Bud Moore State Farm Insurance. So wouldn't do it any other way. Bud, a great guy, big supporter of MTSU, and certainly a big supporter of our show and this radio station. Check him out, 615-893-1417, the website budmorris.biz.